Lantern Audio, in association with Totally Entwined Group, presents Fang, Coven of Desire Series, Book 2. Written by Ellen Mint. Narrated by Chip Hurley. Dedication. My endless gratitude to you, yes you, for picking up this book and reading it. For every book sold, my dog gets one treat, and she loves anyone who gives her treats. Thank you to my almighty alpha reader, Christy, my word-whipping editor, Rebecca, and my ARC team. This book would be a pile of American pudding without you. Chapter 1. A crack shattered the silence. Trying to pry my locked jaws apart, shadows clipped across the single floodlight above the floorboards. Diesel, gun oil, salted pork, and old leather. Every scent filled my sinuses, and I whimpered.
Cow?
No! I spun in the tight space, clamping my filthy fingers onto my brother's mouth. Even in the muddy crawl space, I could see his eyes blazing above my palm. Eli's entire body shivered, his shoulders rising to shield himself from every clip of the boot above our heads. We have to keep moving. Mark spat in my ear. I cringed at the loogie sliding down my face while the eldest brother easily spun on his haunches. Even with his messed up leg duct taped to a fence post, he crawled quickly under the floor. The boards above our heads stopped creaking, and the light vanished. Had he gone to bed? This was it. Mom had put me in charge of getting Eli. All we had to do was blinding white punctured the world. The ceiling above us shattered, splintering my heart. A massive hand slammed down right in front of my face. I reached my foot back, prepared to kick and break a finger, when the entire house collapsed over Eli. Another crack. We all flinched as he took it. Three more lines added to the ones crisscrossing his back. Growls rumbled from Mark, pinned by his mother to stand and watch. I tried to twist away, but my head wouldn't leave. If I didn't watch, I could be next. A single cry escaped from Eli, and both Mark and I screamed, "No!" If he made a sound, it started all over. The belt hung against the five-year-old's back, Eli straining to reach over the apple crate he bent over. Crimson wicked up his burlap cassock. The blood would be left to dry for days as a reminder because the scars weren't enough.
"This is what happens to disobedient boys," boomed the voice through my ears, up my feet and into my blood. I tried to spit it out, the scent of him merging into a putrid taste boiling down my throat. Leaning over, I tried to wrench it away. Diesel, gun oil, salted pork, old leather, and blood. A spray of it erupted from my lips, staining the floorboards of the great room. No one turned to me. No one noticed I was vomiting in front of them. Every eye gazed upon him, the father, our great leader into the next stage of existence.
Cal!
Eli? His dirty matted hair began to lift. As it did, crimson paint dribbled down the sides.
I don't want to be here, Cal.
Damn it. My gaze plummeted to the floor, tears threatening to burst. Slamming my lids closed so no one could tattle on me for crying, I said, "I'll get you out of here, Eli. When it's done, I'll get you." Forget it. It wasn't the soft cry of a kid, but the dead acceptance of an adult. Even with my eyes shut tight, I saw Eli rise from the box. He trampled it down with his foot, shattering the crate we'd all been whipped on. Eli stood tall, stretching far above my head. "Weak," the voice of my unending nightmares thundered. "All of you." His face burned hot like the sun, and I could only stare at the black gun extending from his hand. He pointed it at the followers standing in a ring around us.
"The time of the moon is nigh," the rotten bastard said. "Destiny, child. Blood."
He aimed his gun at Eli. A flash turned my brother's head into a wolf's skull.
"Eli!"
I screamed, running for him, but my feet couldn't get any traction. Every step kept me pinned in place, unable to reach my brother, slowly tumbling to the cement ground.
"You cannot escape it, Calvin."
The asshole's hand clamped to my shoulder, and he pressed me down to my knees. I tried to fight it, but my bones were
Sample complete. Ready to continue?